It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. Great to have you with us. I'm Dennis O'Hare. DeKalb County is about to have its third head of government in 3.5 years. Former state labor commissioner and former DeKalb school superintendent Michael Thurmond was elected county CEO on November 8th. Michael Thurmond joins us now. Welcome. Congratulations.
Thank you, Dennis, and thank you for the invitation to come and visit with you.
So I know your to-do list can't be too long. What's the thing at the top of it?
Inaccurate water billing right now is the biggest issue that I'm hearing about across the county from all residents north, south, east, and west.
So do you have a plan yet to attack that problem?
First of all, is to go in and do a baseline assessment, number one, as to where we are, how did we get here, and then subsequently, how do we move forward to correct this very aggravating situation.
How long will that assessment take, do you think?
Well, we're working now, and I'm talking to fellow commissioners, individuals, leaders, citizens, and making sure that we can separate the symptoms of a problem from the problem. I think that's key to being successful, particularly in a crisis situation.
Since the problem's been going on for so long, though, do you think it's time for new folks at the top in the water department in DeKalb?
I've not made that assessment yet. I met briefly the present head of a watershed. I'll have an opportunity to meet with him and others and to get a better understanding as to what the problems are, what type of leadership do we need, what skill sets may or may not be missing. That's a decision that will be made later.
You'll have to put together a recommended budget right away. With all the needed improvements and with Stonecrest leaving, is it possible to avoid a tax increase?
I can't say this. I can tell you how I recognize that in turnaround situations that I've been in, it's basically a three-budget cycle operation. You don't get it all done in one budget cycle, but you have to have a goal in mind. And I think going forward, we will be able to provide the services that may be restructuring, revisiting. What I've seen is that everything is on the table for analysis and introspection and maybe even redeployment. But we have to look at it first. We hear the engine. We hear a rattling sound. But until you look under the engine and do the diagnostic, it's hard for me to say exactly what needs to be fixed or discarded.
You mentioned restructuring. Does that mean that you're looking at cuts in order to increase spending in other places and try to avoid a big increase in taxes?
I'm looking at everything. Everything is on the table. Everything and everyone. Period.
Does that mean that you're ruling out any form of tax increase?
Everything is on the table, period.
Are you satisfied with the efforts that have gone on so far to improve police-community relations in DeKalb?
I've discussed this matter with Dr. Alexander. That's an ongoing challenge. I think in the more recent past, they've done a great job. That's something I want to continue to work with him to continue to work towards. Let me tell you, the most sobering reality of being elected CEO, and I've shared this only with my wife, is that now I'm ultimately responsible for a police department that had 800 courageous, dedicated men and women protecting and serving the public. I've had many jobs, but I've never had the responsibility of having ultimate oversight over a major urban police force. And that's the thing that has given me most pause and has been most sobering, especially in light of the recent controversies and the deaths by civilians as well as police officers that have occurred across this country.
So on the one hand, you have a department where a man was killed a year or two ago because he called police for help. There was another couple where the husband was shot and the dog was killed because police went to the wrong house. On the other hand, you have a department where there's a website called DeKalb Officers Speak that says, here we can talk to each other without fear of retribution. So how do you resolve the tensions just from those things?
Well, first of all, it's leadership. And Dr. Alexander is a nationally respected mm-hmm. expert in that field. And we're fortunate to have had him in the position.
Are you happy with the way he's done it locally? I mean, he's certainly been prominent nationally, but some folks are saying, okay, he needs to do a little bit more at home.
Well, hopefully I'll support that effort from the CEO's office, because ultimately it's not Dr. Alexander. it's the CEO. It will be, come January 1st, Michael Thurman, who is ultimately responsible for ensuring that the communication and the cooperation exists between law enforcement and the community.
It sounds as if on a lot of fronts you're saying to DeKalb, give me time. This is an electorate from all parts of the county that has a lot of pent-up anger. Do you think they'll give you time? And do you think that's what they want to hear?
And I said it on the camera, you don't have to buy Mike Thurman, because some people know me, some don't. But I am asking that you give me the opportunity to either succeed and hopefully not fail. And that's all I ask, is the opportunity to address the issues that so many people have been concerned and frustrated by for decades.
Michael Thurman is DeKalb County's CEO-elect. Congratulations again, and thanks so much for giving us this time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dennis.